This is the first case diagnosed in New York State. So the Erie County Health Department, in collaboration with the New York State Health Department and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, we're investigating a case of shigatoxin-producing E. coli in an Erie County resident. And this is actually the same strain that's linked to cases in six different states. So the evidence at this time suggests that the outbreak is due to a food ingredient that has been used in Chipotle Mexican restaurants across the United States. So we don't currently know which specific food item is linked to the illness, and that's still under investigation. But the good news is that the exposure took place in the end of October at the same time period as the other exposures in the other states. And so far, we have not had any additional subsequent E. coli cases reported to us. So we're hoping that this outbreak is coming to a close.
What would they have to do to zone in on what caused it?
Well, the Erie County Health Department did inspect that particular restaurant, and there were no major violations identified. So that's a reason that we really feel that this is due to a distribution of a specific food item. So we have been working with the state and CDC and Chipotle to get the shipping numbers and the records of the specific food items that were served at during that time period to try to make some links.
And can you say which location it was?
It's really not relevant to this story which particular restaurant it was, because it's really the distribution of all the Chipotle restaurants in our area of a specific food item. So all the Chipotles, have received their food from the same store. So all the Chipotles were equally at risk.
And just from a perspective on how serious E. coli can be for someone.
So usually people who are diagnosed with E. coli develop diarrhea. It can be bloody diarrhea. They oftentimes get belly pains, nauseousness, vomiting. They can get a high fever. They usually recover within a week, but some people can have complications and actually develop some kidney problems and kidney failure. So that's why we want to be vigilant about identifying the strain and making sure the person is brought into care. So, regardless of the source or the cause, people who have a diarrhea for more than 3 days, especially bloody diarrhea accompanied with a fever, should really go to their healthcare provider to be evaluated, because it could be a source of infection. But again, we believe that whatever this source was, we believe the outbreak is over. But again, the Erie County Health Department is being vigilant for conducting surveillance to look for this infection in our community.
So you don't expect to hear anybody else then in this case saying, yeah, I ate there.
Well, the problem is if somebody ate at Chipotle during that time period at the end of October and did develop diarrhea, and it may have been from E. coli, by now they should have recovered. And so there would be no way to know, if we didn't have a test from that time period, if they actually had E. coli or not.